facts. First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with GEICO. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Get your home clean for the holidays and save at one of the 7 Oreck Home Care Centers. Right now, while supplies last, you can get an 8-pound Oreck upright vacuum plus a canister vac for just $249.99. That's a savings of $100. They make great gifts. Oreck also has a wide variety of steam cleaners for ceramic, tile, and wood floors, plus cleaning products. They also service all brands of vacuums. Visit one of the 7 Oreck Home Care Centers or see their website at oreckstore.com/STL.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
It's a marshmallow world.
It's a marshmallow
winter.
Really winter.
When the snow comes to cover the ground. It's time.
Dean, the coolest man that ever lived.
It's a whipped cream day.
Dean Martin.
I wait for it to open.
We're going to get back to the phones.
Those are marshmallows.
Joe Hipperson. No, what's today? Yeah, Joe Hipperson will join us in, I don't know, 20 minutes or so. With the CDs and the DVDs that are out. And this obviously is a really good time of year to start thinking back, you know, when you were a kid and what you had that blew you away, what you didn't get, and how traumatic it was at the time, and then you got over it. The guy who called about the G.I. Joe reminded me of something, and I guess if there's a point to this, every year this time of year, I get a little bit bummed out because I, for whatever reason, I don't know what it is, I can't help but think about dads who don't have money, who are out of work, or they are barely making it, and I don't mean having a tough time because of stupid things. I mean just sometimes people don't get a break, and that kind of bums me out because I know that if you have kids, it kills you that you can't, you know, do things because your kid is wondering how come Joey got this and I can't get this. They don't get it. They will. Trust me, they will. But I got to think about something. The single greatest thing that we ever brought home, and it wasn't a Christmas present, but it's the thing that I got more hours of fun out of than anything in my entire childhood I can remember, was a gigantic wooden crate. And I'll make this short. My dad worked at a little newspaper that his brother owned when I was a kid. And they ordered a Heidelberg printing press from Heidelberg, Germany. This was the state of the art. This was a big deal when this thing came, hit town, and was shipped in from Heidelberg, Germany. And it came in a big wooden crate. And I would say that wooden crate, six-sided crate, was about 5 feet, a 5-foot cube. So they crowbarred one wall of it off, one side, and removed this big printing press, which left 5 sides intact, the top, 2 sides, the back, and the floor. My dad got a guy with a truck that he knew to take it out to our house, and we set it in the backyard. I'm going to tell you something. That wooden crate, because as a kid, you could stand in it. You talk about the world's greatest fort.
Oh, man, yeah.
It was our fort, our clubhouse. We wrote No Girls Allowed on it. We'd go in there and drink our Kool-Aid, and in the rain, we'd get in it and just sit there and listen to the rain hit. And that open side, you could see it raining, but it was a decent enough crate that it didn't leak. And it was the greatest single thing I ever had as a kid was a wooden box. And that sounds weird, but I can't even count the hours that we stayed outside in and out of that fort or that club.
Oh, we did that. We had a cardboard box, and we had old spark plugs from my dad, and we made like a spaceship or something.
Yeah.
You stuck the spark plug in there, and you did some other stuff. We had stuff hanging out of it all over the place.
In your mind, it was ready to take off.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to build a helicopter one time. It was just a couple of 2x4s on the thing, and they spun around like on a spindle.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, I actually thought, well, this thing might take off. It's not going anywhere. It's not a helicopter. It's just a couple of 2x4s. But that is what you remember, I think, as a kid more than anything else. It's just simple stuff. And I still think that's possible. I still think it's possible for kids to have great memories and not have had a lot of money spent on them. And I feel sorry for people who weren't, as kids, poor. I do. I really kind of feel sorry for them because it's a terrific learning experience, and it helps you relate to people who, you know, barely getting by. I can't imagine what it's like to grow up from the time you can even remember being a kid. You're rich, and anything you want, you get. No, I don't.
You catch affluenza if you...
That's right. You catch affluenza, then you get to kill 4 people and get off scot-free and not go to jail. Let's go to Steve. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, AM and PM.
Thank you.
I'm sorry to hear that K-Baby was sick.
Very sick.
Yeah. You know, love them commercials or hate them commercials is one of the best ad campaigns ever because everybody loved them or hate them.
That's what I said before. A good campaign is one that some people can't stand and other people love. Otherwise, it's just another thing nobody pays any attention to.
I didn't care for all of them, but I always waited for the new one to come out. They played them and played them and played them. They'd get old, but who cares?
Yeah.
It was a good campaign.
Well, it was good if they sold cars. I assume they wouldn't have kept running them. What can we do for you today?
I just was calling for that.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
Well, you really impressed me when you started talking about it, and I'm sorry to hear she's sick and probably not going to make it, but
that's nice.
What happens with all of us eventually.
Eventually, that's exactly right. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
All right, this is John. Hello, John.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I was just calling when you got back talking about the little plastic men with the flat bottoms, mm-hmm. You know, the old army men that we used to play with.
Right.
Do you remember when the girls at that particular time used to play with paper dolls?
Paper dolls. I don't remember that.
They were just a piece of cardboard cutout with a face on it.
Yeah, with the clothing with the flaps on it.
Yes. What would that poor little girl do that had the American doll if she had gotten paper dolls this year for Christmas?
Well, she'd probably be, I don't know.
She'd probably have more fun with it.
I think the girl with the paper doll probably has memories every bit as good as the kid with the expensive doll. I really do.
Yeah, because I can remember just not too long ago, I have a 12-year-old daughter, and she was telling me the best time she had is when I had the cardboard box, and we've got markers out, and we drew flower boxes, porch lights, all kinds of things on the box, and she had a ball with that.
Sure.
You know,
look, and, when you're a kid and you throw a blanket over a couple of chairs and make an indoor tent.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. It's the greatest. Take a flashlight in there.
Hopefully not burn down your house.
And by the way, if you're a parent, spend the night in that indoor tent made out of a blanket over chairs with your kid. They love it. Camp outside. Yeah, good for you. Good for you.
All right. Well, you guys have a nice Christmas, and I appreciate everything you do for everyone.
All right, John, thank you. Thanks for listening.
Throw some couch cushions down, build it.
And you wake up and your back's killing you and you hate it every minute. You go, oh, I can't believe that. But the kids think it's the greatest. The other thing is, we used to camp out in the backyard and we might as well have been in the Amazon. I mean, you're outside the backyard. We hear noises. There's a tiger out here. No, there's no tigers in the Tennessee stick hillbilly town I lived in. But we were 50 feet from the house.
Oh, we did
but
that.
But we might as well have been in the jungle.
And the back door was open in case you had to use the bathroom.
And the light was on in case you had to run in the house, and usually you didn't make it through the night. By about 1 or 2 in the morning, you ran in the house because you got wet from the dew, and you just kind of decided maybe I need to go in and go to bed.
But we knew other kids that were camping out. There were like a couple of other kids that would camp out in a couple of different yards.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you ever have one of the guys stand guard?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did, too. From what?
Yeah, we did. Well, this is what we did. We knew that they were out there, so we tried to get out there and knock their tent down and destroy their camping thing.
See,
before
I didn't do the juvenile destruction.
Before they got to us.
Well, isn't that nice?
Yeah. So while we were there messing their stuff up, they were messing our stuff up. And then we came back, and one of the guy's moms was a worrywart, so she would come down, and she'd go, Mark, oh, Mark's not there. And then she'd wake all the parents up.
Yeah, that mom.
Yeah, I remember we did it at my friend Brandon's house, and I think we tried doing the putting your friend's hand in the warm water routine.
Make you pee.
Yeah, I don't remember if it worked or not.
All I remember is I got a skillet from the house, we built a fire, and we cut up potatoes. And over the campfire, I made French fried potatoes, best French fried potatoes I ever had in my life. Bunch of salt, grease, and we popped corn over the fire with those Jiffy Pop things. It blew up into a big aluminum deal. It's the worst popcorn in the world. It always burned. It's horrible. But you're camping out, so you're supposed to be roughing it. You're not supposed to have it easy. It was fun. This is Don. Hello, Don.
Yeah, Frank, you don't have to feel bad about somebody can't afford it. I wasn't very well off, my wife and I. Years ago, I raised 3 sons, and we did things, you know, it's the time you spend with them. A lot of these parents that want to spend, you know, their birthday with them and go out and elaborate gifts. My sons and I did things like Lone Elk Park, car racing. They were in Boy Scouts.
And what I meant by feeling bad was I feel bad that these dads don't understand that in time it'll come back around and the kids – they'll realize that later on, that stuff wasn't that big a deal. That they couldn't get whatever the latest, greatest mountain bike was.
They got Xbox 360 or go-karts. They got the little cars they wanted. We do things. I spent 364 days with them a year and made it Christmas. Not one day a year.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, that's the key.
I mean, so little things. I mean, we do things together. They're in model cars and Pinewood Derby stuff. So, you know, I'm not going to, you know, one day you go out and spend $400 or $500 on Christmas. You know, I never spent $400 or $500 on Christmas, probably in a total of 10 years on them.
All right, Don.
Yeah, I got 3 sons. Right. They love me as much as anybody that spent $1,000 on their son.
Well, there you go. You're a lucky man. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. There's Don. Here's Tom. Hello, Tom.
Well, hi, Frank. How are you, sir?
I'm great. I'm great. Thank you.
Man, it's great to hear your voice, sir. I just wanted to say briefly, you know, when I grew up, I just had my mom, and she didn't have a lot of money. And you know what? I grew up, I might get one toy or two, and I didn't know the difference. I had a great time, and I remember a lot of times my favorite thing was to get an old refrigerator box and make a little fort out of it and cut little windows in it. And, heck, you know, I had a great time, and I had some friends, they were a little more well off, and at Christmas time, I just go to their house, play with all their toys.
There you go. That's what you, and by the way, that's what you should still do as an adult. I told my sons, get to know a guy with a nice boat, get to know a guy with a plane, get to know another guy, and just use their stuff. Let them invite you to their vacation home, and then you go home and you don't have to pay for it.
Just like at Super Bowl time, you know, get friends with the guy with the big HD TV.
There you go.
Hey, listen, Frank, real quick, if I could make a request, if you can't do it today, that's fine. But one of my favorite jokes, and I was thinking about it with the holidays here, is the guy that goes to buy his new girlfriend a pair of gloves.
I just did it. I just did it last week.
Oh, did you? I missed that joke. Oh, hey, listen, I got somebody here who's a big fan of yours that wants to say hi real quick. Hold on, Frank.
All right.
Hi, is this Frank?
Yeah.
Hi, Frank. This is the car lady from Meyer Honda. And I just wanted to tell you how much I enjoy your show. Let me put this marble out here.
No, I don't think that's. That's not going to fly. That's not going to fly. Did you clip it?
Yes.
Yeah, we had something in really poor taste. And hopefully we cut it out before you heard it. I don't know what else to say. Angela, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Peon's favorite name for a woman, by the way.
That's right.
His wife's name.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, now you do.
Oh.
What can we do for you?
I was calling, you guys were talking about earlier how there's not really anything specific for boys out there.
Well, not that would cause boys and their dads and their grandpas to go as nutty as women do for these doll things.
Well, down in Branson, there's a store, if I can say it, Ride Makers, and it's basically a Build-A-Bear for boys, but they build race cars.
Okay, but is it a national phenomenon, or is it just in Branson?
I don't know.
I do.
See, I think
it's just in Branson.
See, it sounds
the
cool, though.
The difference, yeah, but the difference is, this American Girl thing, this is just, like, taking over the world.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to or what, but, I mean, we got out of there spending $90 on a...
Now, what's the name of it again?
I think it's called Ride Makers.
Ride Makers.
Uh-huh. You go in, you pick out your car, then you pick out your wheels, you pick out your rims, then you pick out your exhaust, and then you make it remote control, and you make it... you get like a battery that's rechargeable, or you can have just regular batteries. Like,
is it strictly cars?
Strictly cars for boys. It's you walk in and there's 30 cars that you choose from, trucks, race cars.
And is it a chain? Are there other stores?
I think there's other stores, but I don't think it's made it that big yet. I don't know if there's any in St. Louis yet, but down there in Branson.
You know what? That's the closest thing I've heard. Well, it may or may not. That's the closest thing I've heard to the equivalent of something like that for boys. I think you're right.
I think it might take off if more people hear about it. But now,
Angela,
you can't walk out of there cheap.
Angela, how old are you?
I am 28.
My favorite age.
Yeah.
And how many kids do you have? One?
I just have one little boy.
You think you're going to have more?
I hope so.
I hope you do. I think you'll be glad you did. You sound like a good mom to me. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
All right, Angela. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Let me tell you what I heard in her voice.
Yeah.
When she was talking to me, in her head, what she was thinking was, I would leave my husband in a second for this guy. That's what she was thinking. I'd drop my husband like a hot potato if I could hook up with Frank.
I heard sparks.
Oh, for Frank? Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
No, me.
I heard sparks in that phone call.
Well, you can call it sparks. You can call it whatever you want, but it was there.
Lust.
It was there.
Yearning.
It was all there. Let's go to...
Craziness.
Al. Hello, Al.
Hello, I am AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I was just thinking about Double D Debbie from yesterday.
Well, how could you not think about her? I've been thinking about her, too.
And... Well, you know, I know your winter trip is coming up shortly, and if I'm not mistaken, several years ago, when you had one of these trips, you had like a contest where someone would write in describing why they deserve to go or something, but I thought you gave like a trip for two away, if
yes,
I'm not mistaken.
No, we did. Several years ago, we did. You're right.
Okay, well, I just had this weird feeling that if you were to be having a contest right now, somehow Double D Debbie would be getting to go. So she can go to the beach with you guys.
Well, as Ed McMahon would say, you are correct, sir. Yes, she would already have been an automatic winner. Yeah, you're right.
My favorite was that little girl. That girl that came in, she was a librarian type. She looked like
school
a
teacher.
Librarian. Yeah.
In a suit.
Yeah.
In a business suit.
And we just asked her to take her top off, right?
No, we didn't ask her to do anything.
Oh.
I think she called and said she would for a chance to...
Yeah, Al, I don't know if you know the story. When we did the contest where we offered a trip, we had a woman come in the studio, and she wanted to come in person. People would send in why I deserve to go. They'd send pictures. She walks in here, stands over in the corner of the studio, and she was a really good-looking woman, but she was dressed very modestly, distinct, like a businesswoman would dress. And she took every stitch off. She was standing here totally naked, and I mean hot-looking.
Oh, yeah.
And basically saying, now do I win? And we decided we couldn't give it to her. Just because
I didn't decide that, the majority ruled.
I didn't either.
Because if we did, it would make it look like all the others didn't have a chance just because they didn't take all their clothes off. But boy, was that a tough decision.
I guess you'd call that an honorable mention.
Yep, certainly was honorable.
There were some sadder stories, I think, we ended up giving the one.
Yeah, we ended up giving it to the people that kind of really deserved to go. Although... if we'd been able to have a separate trip and just took her, we could have worked that out. That would have been great.
And as far as these, like you were saying with the gifts, I'm 43 years old. The best things of my childhood are the memories.
Yeah, there you go.
Going to the ball game with my dad hundreds of times. I got to see some of the greatest players play the game. My cousin used to live in a cemetery. We used to go sledding and have picnics at my cousin's house.
Wait, he lived in a cemetery?
My cousin did.
How do you live in a cemetery?
They had houses within the cemetery. And
that's got to be a great Halloween night.
Oh, we used to have our family reunions at my cousin's house. It was there by the Wonder Bread plant off of Broadway.
Wow. And that's the only family reunion where you can actually have all the dead relatives there, too.
But, you know, just the memories of being there and having all the family that are no longer with us, I'll take those over any single toy or bike or anything I had as a kid.
Yeah, this Christmas thing is out of control to me. It just is. You know, my kids, we've had plenty of money. We've had, since they've been born, I've done okay. They've never really asked for anything for Christmas, ever. Even when they were little kids, they just didn't, because we had what we needed and we did what we did all year. When we wanted to go somewhere or we thought it'd be fun to get something, we just got it. We didn't have to tack Christmas onto it. Al, have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, there goes Al. One more before we break. Can I do that? This, I think, is Mohammed. Hello, Mohammed.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're great.
Hi, Frank.
We're great. Mohammed, how are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. It became tradition for me to call you guys and say Merry Christmas every year.
Well,
this
thank
year I'm going to step outside of the box and add a little bit extra, maybe as an informative way of saying. My friend of mine yesterday, he was telling me we should say Happy Holiday. And I'm a Muslim. I'm proud Muslim. I love Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus. And I have a Christmas tree in my house. So I told them why we should call it Happy Holiday. We should call it Merry Christmas, because that's back to Christ.
Well, you listen to Mohammed. Yeah. Way to get
there's no reason to change the name to say Happy Holiday. Well, and he still insists. I'm saying, wait a minute. Let me ask you this. Can we change 4th of July holiday and call it Labor Day?
No.
And they know.
And here's the
so
thing.
Why we do this with Christmas?
Here's the thing, Mohammed. I saw that goofy story a couple of days ago where this guy was picketing and held up a sign, and he said, "You do not need Christ in Christmas." He says, "Do you need Christ in Christmas?" And the sign said, "The answer is no." Well, I couldn't disagree more. It's Christmas. The first part of it is Christ. Without that, it's not Christmas. That's what the whole thing is. And it bothers me. Thank you for not having, I think everybody has to be so politically correct. I'm not going to say happy holidays. I'm not.
Me too. And you know what? I'm proud to be Muslim. I love Jesus. I love Virgin Mary. And we value them very well in the Holy Quran. So you guys have a fantastic and Merry Christmas to you guys.
Mohammed, how come all Muslims can't be like you?
Because they are crazy. They are not real.
They are not real Muslims. That's what he's saying.
Hey, will you talk to them for us, please? Talk to the crazy ones for us.
You know what? In my own country, we are crazy more than you have to imagine.
Well,
you don't know who's fighting who, who's against who.
I'll talk to the crazy Christians. You talk to the crazy Muslims. We'll get everything straightened out, okay?
Got yourself a deal, man.
All right, thank you. Merry Christmas, Mohammed. Thank you. I love that guy. We have to take a break. It's a Schaefer break. It's a Schaefer auto body break. There's a C in there. I've told you that for years. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. You get in an accident or hit a deer this time of year. Tell your insurance company you want that vehicle to go to Schaefer. If you're AM and the PM, you'll do that. If they balk at that, you need to get another insurance company. And you tell them that's where it's going. That's it. Because you have the right to do that. They're probably going to recommend it anyway. Insurance companies usually have a list of two or three preferred body shops. And more often than not, Schaefer is in those preferred, usually the top of the list. They have 7 locations. The hardest one to find is Hazelwood. It's behind a Jack in the Box on Dunn Road, North County. Now that I've told you it's behind Jack in the Box, you'll be able to find it. The others are easy. And even if it was the hardest place in the world to find, it'd still be worth going to, because you're not going to go there that often. The average person is in a body shop every 7 years. Our family's not average. We're above average, I guess. We've been in a little more often than that, but we live in deer country. So if you have an accident, you want it done right, you want to get that thing back and not be able to even tell where the work started and finished, then you're talking about having it fixed at Schaefer, having the body work done at Schaefer. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. They have a chat line. If you have some things you want to talk about, they have somebody who will chat with you online. And don't worry about a thing. They will take care of everything. You need a rental car, if that's part of your insurance, they'll help you get that done, bring it to you if they have to, pick your vehicle up if they have to, bring it back to you if they have to. And all that paperwork, it's a no-brainer. They make it easy. SchaeferAutobody.com, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Get a look at traffic right now and check in with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Dan, they've cleared that accident on westbound 70 near Highway Z. You still have a little bit of slow traffic in spurts between Lake St. Louis Boulevard out through Wentzville Parkway. Eastbound 270, that's slowing now approaching McDonald through West Florissant. On northbound 170, you're slow between 70 and 270. On eastbound 40, it looks like we're slowing from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, heavy from Kings Highway through McCausland. You're heavy again right at Lindbergh and then slow 270 through Mason. You'll find another slow pocket between Boone's Crossing and the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 40, I don't know if this is just hockey traffic or if it's shopping traffic, but you're slowing now from Clarkson up through Mason. This traffic report is brought to you by Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Don't miss Bret Michaels live at Hollywood Casino on New Year's Eve. Tickets are on sale now. Ring in the new year at Boogie Nights exclusively at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 50 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
It's time to meet Firehouse Subs.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Robin.
We're brothers and former firefighters.
After being firemen, we wanted to keep working together, so we settled on one thing firefighters know a lot about: eating.
Something good and a lot of it.
It's a tradition we bring to Firehouse every day. Take our Hook and Ladder Sub. It's piled high with premium smoked turkey breast and sweet Virginia honey ham, all sliced fresh at the Firehouse.
Not like the other guys. They use that pre-sliced frozen deli meat. Yummy.
But not Firehouse, not on our watch. Try our Hook and Ladder Sub today for only $5.89.
It's a small price to pay for such a huge difference.
Take one bite. Our way beats their way. If you don't agree, it's free. In fact, Chris here, he'll give you your money back.
Did I say that?
You did.
News to me.
See? I do listen.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen. FirehouseSubs.com. Prices and participation may vary. See restaurant for details.
With the holiday season upon us, many people in our area are concerned that their house might not be their home for very long. What are they to do? Over 500 area families have called the St. Louis Home Retention Group. Steve Scallerin, why should people call you right away?
Well, you know what, Scott? During this time of year particularly, people want to just kind of bury their heads in the sand and avoid the problem because they're getting the threatening phone calls. They're staying up sleepless nights and worrying about what's going to happen. And this time of year, they're just saying, you know what, forget it. I'm going to enjoy the holidays. But different, Scott, where their mindset should be is the opportunity for them to come in here and put permanent resolution to that problem. Do something for your family. Save your house for your family this Christmas, okay? I can't think of a better gift to give your family than the peace of mind to know that roof is going to be over their head 6 months from now.
Best way for folks to reach you?
636-527-5121. Or you can reach us through our website at stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
St. Louis Home Retention Group. Saving homes, one family at a time.
Vertarelli Cutlery has been keeping St. Louis sharp since 1967 and is your one-stop shop for knife, scissor, lawn, and garden tool sharpening. If it's metal and you need it sharp, look no further than the professionals at Vertarelli Cutlery. For professional quality kitchen gear, such as Vitamix blenders, Lodge cast iron, Wusthof, and Global knives, head down to the Vertarelli Cutlery Showroom, located at 127 Marconi in the heart of the hill. They also carry great local St. Louis-made products, such as NHB knives. These knives are handmade made in St. Louis and carried exclusively at Bertarelli Cutlery. They also have cutting boards made from locally sourced hardwoods, designed and produced by Martin Goble of Goble Furniture. So head to the Chef's Toy Store and see all the great items and deals to be found. Bertarelli Cutlery is located at 1927 Marconi in the heart of the hill. Call them at 314-664-4005 or visit them at BertarelliCutlery.com. Bertarelli Cutlery, keeping St. Louis sharp since 1967.
Is your furnace running the way it used to?
If not, you need to give the Bellowman a call for an estimate on a brand new energy-efficient system. Their knowledgeable consultants will come to your home for a no-obligation estimate on a new Carrier furnace, the brand trusted in more homes than any other. These high-efficiency systems will save you an arm and a leg on energy costs. The Bellowman is a home comfort specialist in the Metro East, and they will take care of you like they would their own family. Quit throwing away money on an old furnace. Don't wait until your furnace leaves you out in the cold. Give the Bellowman a call today at 618-BELOMAN or go online to bellowman.com. That's 618-BELOMAN. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Heating, cooling, plumbing, won't. Bellowman's the one who knows. If you find you're in a fix, call 235-6626. That's B-E-L-O-M-A-N.
Jingle more bells and save big during JCP Cash Days on the gifts they will love this Friday and Saturday with your coupon. Go to jcp.com for coupon and details.
It's almost Christmas. What do I do?
Pamper your loved one with a certificate to Seasons Spa and Salon.
Seasons Spa?
And Salon, the largest spa and salon in St. Louis. And if you get your sweetie a $100 gift certificate, you'll get an additional $25 certificate. And if you don't know what service to buy, you can get any amount in gift certificates. And that special guest can pick any service they want from the menu. For more, go to SeasonsSpa.com.
Thanks.
Seasons Spa and Salon in Ronnie's Plaza. The perfect gift for that perfect someone.
There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect for the holidays. Kuna Food Service, online at steakgift.net.
Hi, folks. This is Ozzie Smith, and I'd like to tell you about my friends over at Golf Discount of St. Louis. As a professional athlete and a competitor, it is extremely important to me that my equipment is best fit to help me hit long drives and drain putts. That's why I only get my golf equipment from the expert fitters at Golf Discount of St. Louis. Not only are the prices always the lowest guaranteed, but the staff is the most experienced and knowledgeable in St. Louis. Don't just take my word for it. Visit any of the three convenient Golf Discount locations today. Tell them Ozzie sent you.
Discover life after 50 at Oasis with lifelong learning classes, community service, and programs for an active lifestyle. Learn more at oasisnet.org/SDL.
This Friday and every Friday, Jim Holder and Jim Huer are taking the big sports show on the road. They'll be broadcasting live from 6:30 from Cyberg's at the corner of 270 and Dorset.
To find out more and to see which one of Cyberg's six area locations is near you, go to Cyberg's.com.
What a combination. The Big Sports Show Friday Night Edition and Cyberg's, an eating and drinking company. Cyberg's at the corner of 270 and Dorset on the Big 550 KTRS.
Flip the B square.
All right, it's Tuesday. CDs, DVDs, they're out. Some are good, some are not so good. We'll give you one man's opinion. You can take it from there. His name is Joe Hipperson. He is brought to you by Oreck and the seven locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. I'm telling you, if you've never been in and you think all it is great vacuum cleaners, you're in for a pleasant surprise. You're probably going to walk out of there with something great to help make your house a better house, a cleaner house, a better smelling, fresher house. Oreck is proud to present the one, the only, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Hello,
yes,
Joe.
Yes, yes.
You're not in the studio today. Are you stuck in this heavy snow? Oh, wait, it's melting.
No, I'm not. I'm in a lovely office at the moment, sir.
Okay.
But I still have all of our new releases. We always start out with music. So, if you're excited about new soundtracks.
I am.
All right, great, because there's a movie with Ben Stiller. It's called The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. That soundtrack drops today. So does the soundtrack to Anchorman 2. And the cool thing about the Anchorman 2 soundtrack, there are a lot of clips from the movie in between the songs. Some people really dig that. They find it really funny. You could put those little clips on mix CDs for people. Trust me, it makes everything a lot easier. The Jerry Garcia Band, Fall of 89, the Long Island Sound. This is basically an archive release where they've gotten everything from the Jerry Garcia Band in 1989, put it all together in a nice one little compilation. So if Jerry Garcia does it for you, good release. The Lonely Forest, adding...
Now here's a dumb question. Was the Jerry Garcia Band, was that after the Grateful Dead?
Well, I'll have to defer to Dan here, but didn't the Dead reunite after the Jerry Garcia Band?
I think so.
I thought they did, because the Jerry Garcia Band was post-Dead. But then I'm pretty sure they did like a couple of reunion gigs after that.
Okay.
Yeah, I was never really into the Dead that much, but I think they did that.
You're not a Deadhead?
No, I'm not a Deadhead.
You don't go home and wash yourself in patchouli?
No.
All right. On the DVD and Blu-ray end of things, it's amazing, Frank. Sometimes a movie will come out or a TV show will come out, and we have to wait a couple of months before we get it on DVD, right?
All right.
Okay. Carrie Underwood, The Sound of Music Live, is out today on Blu-ray and DVD.
It was just on again the other night as a rerun.
I know. They made it the most hyped-up television event. Carrie Underwood live, Sound of Music. Watch it live. And a week later, own it and watch it whenever you want. I don't get that. Not one bit.
No, I don't either.
So if you missed it or you didn't DVR it or TiVo it or whatever you do to it, you can buy it today in Blu-ray. You also got the Gator Boys Season 2. I've never seen an episode of the Gator Boys, but I can imagine it might have to do with alligators and guys that are hicks wrestling them.
So, I bet you're right.
There you go. Good luck. Shameless, very cool show with William H. Macy. Season 3 of Shameless available today. Justified Season 4 is also out. Now, a while back, they took all the Indiana Jones movies and released a big Blu-ray box set of all four Indiana Jones movies. Now, today, they're releasing individual Blu-ray releases of the Indiana Jones movies. However...
And there's always a however in life.
For some reason, the fourth Indiana Jones movie is nowhere to be seen. It's almost as if they only released the three that actually looked and felt like Indiana Jones movies, and the fourth one they decided not even to try to release it by itself. I don't know if that's because everybody thinks Kingdom of the Crystal Skull sucks eggs. I have no clue, but maybe that's it. So, sorry if anybody out there is really hoping for their bonus release of the fourth Indiana Jones movie. Not happening today. Robert De Niro still tries so hard to convince us that he's the actor he once was. And he keeps failing. And he failed in a movie with Michelle Pfeiffer. I mean, you would think Michelle Pfeiffer is some talent. I mean, Luc Besson was attached to this thing. But the family really flopped. Even though it had Tommy Lee Jones not smiling for an hour and a half, it still flopped. It was just not what people were looking for. So De Niro, the family, out today. Probably, if there is, and I say if because I like to be optimistic, but if there is a hell, Frank, then if I end up going there, I believe the house band will be One Direction. And One Direction has a brand new release today, available in Blu-ray and Blu-ray 3D, One Direction, This Is Us, the concert film, is available today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Elysium is a movie that was put together by the same guy that did District 9. Stars Matt Damon. It's basically one of those movies where, hey, in the future, everything blows, unless you're really rich and you can afford to live in outer space. If you're a regular human being, you're pretty much hosed, unless you can have some weird robot suit grafted to your skin as if it doesn't hurt at all, and then suddenly you rocket your way up into space to try and take down the rich elitists. That's the basic plot of Elysium.
Sounds
starring
horrible.
Matt Damon.
Sounds horrible.
It is. It absolutely blows. It's nice to look at, but you know what? So is a painting. You know, I'm sick of people saying, oh, it's a great movie. It's beautiful to look at. Well, that's great. So is the outside. If I'm watching a movie, I want to be entertained. I want to be, you know, into an experience I dig. So Elysium, not so much. Speaking of not so much, Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters, is still trying to cash in on the Harry Potter crowd. And it was kind of out because people were really jonesing for some Catching Fire. Basically, it's a kid's book turned into movie. This is the second Percy Jackson film. And it's the second one, and it's basically a big pile of number two.
So. I don't even know who that is.
No.
Percy Jackson.
Percy Jackson, it takes a lot from the Greek mythology. It's basically Greek mythology for kids in high school where everything's kind of changed around.
Boring.
Yeah. The Lone Ranger. Wow. You talk about what – I mean, they still say this is one of the – if not the biggest flop of the entire year, the Lone Ranger. They hyped this thing up like crazy, and it just did nothing. So Johnny Depp and his bizarre version of Tonto and Armie Hammer.
Well, you're right. You're right. I never heard one person who either even went to it and certainly never heard from anybody who said it was good.
Yeah, no, I can tell you from firsthand experience that I was just confused the whole time because – when they went weird, they went way too weird.
Well, they should have never shown previews or trailers of it, because as soon as I saw one, I thought, no, thanks. Yeah. That's not the Lone Ranger that I know.
No, it's not. And whenever they showed a trailer, they put the logo of Pirates of the Caribbean up before they did anything else, because they wanted you to think, oh, it's going to be just like Pirates of the Caribbean. No, it's not. It's Johnny Depp basically tripping his whatever off on peyote the whole time, and that's the problem. Johnny Depp... No one has the guts anymore to say, Mr. Depp, we don't think you should go that direction with that role. The guy gets away with murder. I mean, look at Alice in Wonderland. The Lone Ranger is no different.
You want to hear my really lame line? I've done probably 10 times on this show about what the Lone Ranger said to Tonto when they decided to head for Canada.
Oh, yeah.
On to Toronto. Pronto, Tonto. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Also out today is one of the latest sequels in the comic book to movie world. I'm going to say this for all the parents out there. The movie Kick-Ass is a lot of fun to watch. I enjoyed watching the movie Kick-Ass, but it really looks like it's marketed for kids, and it shouldn't be. It's a very hard R-rated film. The sequel, Kick-Ass 2, takes it a little bit further with the graphic violence. If there was a heart in the first movie, it's well been removed with a machete by the time you get to Kick-Ass 2. It is not a kid's movie, and if you really want to remain true to loving the first film, don't disappoint yourself by watching the sequel. And last, but not least... Oh. All right, the best Hugh Jackman movie, and possibly... the best movie to be released this year.
I know you're not going to say, because you said best, this can't be Les Mis.
Oh, God, no. Yeah. No, no. If I said that, Frank, I'd want you to fire me on the spot.
I
ever say that.
Yeah, I would.
All right. No, the best Hugh Jackman movie of all time and possibly the best film of this year was Prisoners, starring Hugh Jackman, and it was a powerhouse. It is in the same way that Seven was a punch to the nose and a kick to the gut.
Yes.
That is this movie. I'm not going to say anything except if you're a parent, if you've got kids, this is not a feel-good movie, but you've got to see this film. Prisoners is intense. It does not... It's going to stick with you for a couple of days after you see it, but not in a negative way. It is an amazing film, and I recommend it for everybody out there. But I will say, if you are attached to any situation where there was possibly an abduction, this really is not the Hallmark card you're looking for. And I'm not saying that to be flight. I'm not saying it to be silly. I'm saying it to be very real. Prisoners, probably my favorite movie that I saw this entire year, probably the best film in my opinion, and Hugh Jackman's greatest performance. Definitely do not let that one pass you by. That will do it for me. I'll talk to you guys later this week. I'm Joe Hipperson, Big 550 KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
Pretty good rundown today from Joe Hipperson. If you liked it and you like all of them, you can thank the folks at Auric, and you can thank them by stopping in at one of the 7 Auric Home Care Centers. Bill Cleveland is on the way. We're going to make it with Bill?
Yeah. I think so.
Mr. Cleveland will be here shortly with his shtick. I was in First Community Credit Union today, and the lobby was filled with toys. Apparently people dropping toys off there. I guess it's a Toys for Tots thing. Hello to Jonette, who I always enjoy seeing at First Community Credit Union, as I do everybody in there. It is the most pleasant place to go. See, banks or any banking-type institution used to be a very stodgy place. In fact, they were deliberately unfriendly because they were the bank. And they were real serious, and it was an uncomfortable kind of feeling. I remember that from the olden days. That is not the case at First Community Credit Union. They couldn't be friendlier or nicer or more helpful or more competitive with rates. You'll never have to shop around for rates again. They do that for you. They can't afford to let other people have better rates on the money you're saving or the money you're borrowing. You got a car loan. They had a guy come in, they told me, to the Chesterfield branch and said, this guy says, Frank said, if I came in, you'd give me $100.
Oh.
No, that's not what I said. He apparently tuned in right after I had said, if you move your car loan from another financial institution, move it over to First Community. And then he probably just turned the radio on and heard me say, First Community will give you $100. That's all he heard. But at least he heard the name and he went in. I thank him for that. No, if you move your car loan over, and you're probably going to not just get $100 from them, but you're going to save some money because you probably get a better rate. A lot of good reasons to bank at First Community Credit Union. I do all my banking there. I invite you to join me. You can find out more at their website, firstcommunity.com.
Ah!
Let's get a quick look at traffic now and check in with Tim Weiland. Tim?
All right, Dan, I just flew over an accident. It's on southbound 270. It's midway between. It's under the 3 Thies Road overpass, midway between Tesson Ferry and 55. It's partially blocking the right lane. Traffic is really slow from Highway 44 down to this accident scene. Same thing on southbound 55. You are pretty slow from the Poplar Street Bridge to about Gasconade, and then you're slow again from Loughborough all the way through Rivas Barracks, and then it opens up just before you get to Lindbergh. Downtown, eastbound 40, that was slowing from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. You've got that problem on northbound 255. It's heavy from 64 up to Collinsville Road where they were doing some road work. This traffic report is brought to you by Centrum Silver. When it comes to choosing the right multivitamin brand, choose Centrum Silver. For the most amazing parts of you, visit Centrum.com to learn more. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Join us for the next edition of The Carney Show when we answer the musical question, which one's pink? That's right, it is El Monstero time. The band invades the studio. Also, some technology conversation. We'll do that with Chris Breen. Our Johnny Law segment with Terry Crippen. And by gum, we got a show. It starts at 1. We'll see you then.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 until 3 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
A Hallmark card can tell your sister you love her by sharing a laugh this holiday. So don't forget to pick one up. Available wherever Hallmark is sold.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Download the app STL Taxi, the best, quickest way to get yourself a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, guys. How the heck are you?
Great, Bill. How are you?
Terrific. Well, Dennis Rodman is expected to help train the North Korean basketball team.
All right.
Can't make this stuff up. Basketball a little bit different over there, as you might imagine. For example, anybody that misses a layup is sentenced to 20 years in a labor camp. Don't do that.
Yeah, they're tough.
Well, the Mega Millions jackpot is now, I believe, up to like $586 million.
Got my ticket.
600.
Oh, 600. Good grief. Yeah, every time you turn around, it goes up. It's kind of like your MSD bill. And on April 10th, the group KISS will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The group, perhaps known for, I want to rock and roll all night and party every day, which also happens to be the official slogan of the mayor of Toronto.
No, indeed it is.
And finally...
I think that KISS thing is long overdue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Well, a new study finds that in the last 30 years, the average home size has increased by about 600 square feet. Mm. Which I guess makes sense, since in the last 30 years, the average person's also increased by about 600 square feet.
Easy, man. Easy, buddy.
Funny for a skinny guy, right? Uh-huh. The North Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon, of course, by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company in downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland, on the Big 550 teacher.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
Has Bill Cleveland ever gained like 5 pounds and you've known it? Unbelievable. He's just one of those guys who doesn't gain weight. Hey, don't go away. Got a great joke coming up. 5 o'clock, Big Five.